Proclamation number 5411 of 13th of June, 1952. Instruction by God Himself. Light. I show you a path which leads to eternal life. By this you must also recognize that it is I myself, your God and Father from eternity, who instructs you. For I alone can promise you eternal life, and I alone can give it to you if you let yourselves be guided by me. Error is certainly present everywhere in the world, and you cannot be warned enough about it, yet you yourselves also have the ability to recognize error as such when the truth is set against it. You have the ability as soon as you develop it through conscious desire for the truth and calling of the one who is the eternal truth himself. And since I am also love, I will truly not withhold the truth from the person who desires it. For once, make the concept of God clear to yourselves, as far as it lies within your ability. That God is the highest perfection and therefore has to be also exceedingly good. But goodness always distributes what is good and makes happy. A being who knows the truth and yet does not comply with a plea for truth is not good. But the being whom you acknowledge as God can and will never deny you anything that could be a blessing for you if you seriously ask him for it. And now ask yourselves how serious your desire for the truth is and how you pray to the one who can fulfill your requests. I will never close my ear if an earthly child faithfully calls upon me to send the truth to the one. Thus you yourselves have the guarantee by your will to receive the purest truth. If this is directed towards me, the God and Father from eternity, if you call upon me, I will incline towards you and give you what you desire. And just so that you will now recognize the truth as such, I will enlighten your spirit and give you clarity, or else I would not be the most loving and powerful being, as to be the one I want to be recognized by you. I give you the truth and it will make you happy. And by this you will recognize as to who instructs you, that you receive spiritual knowledge which gives you light, while before, it was dark within you. That you now have answers where you previously asked questions, that you are offered explanations where you were still tormented by gaps or incomprehensible knowledge. Now there is light within you and you recognize the connection which you could not find before. You have gained something. A clear realization of your relationship with God, with your Father, and you will always be able to oppose this realization against the teachings which do not bring light but rather deepen the darkness. Moreover, your own heart will tell you as to who the one is who teaches you. The way the intellect judges is not decisive, but as long as the heart feels my presence when I speak to it. And this acknowledges me where otherwise the human being would not hear my voice. Roman 1, who am light and love myself, send forth my rays and thus illuminate the path you humans ought to take. And thus, by knowing what you need to do in order to become blissfully happy, by knowing my will because I myself inform you of it, the light has thus been kindled in you. And this by me personally, since no other being can emanate light but Roman 1, and therefore everyone who is enlightened can also testify of me. He who has the knowledge at his disposal which was not given to him from the outside but was bestowed upon him by my love itself through the living word. Amen.